This episode of Brainstorms is brought to you by Semi-Literate. If you're tired of wading through book lists filled with the same bestsellers, positive thinking manifestos, and YA novels, and you just want to find interesting books to read, books that aren't all the same, books that actually challenge you, if you're looking for a list that bounces recklessly from genre to genre without regard, then check out Semi-Literate. It's a book club for people who hate book clubs.
So what I've been thinking about this idea of clutter. Not in the context necessarily of Marie Kondo and minimalist idea of, you know, keeping things tidy. More along the lines of using clutter as kind of a reminder system. I find myself using clutter, both physical and digital, as a way to remind myself of these things. It's not an insane concept. I mean, that is essentially what the idea of a post-it is, right? That you are putting something onto this post-it and you're putting it somewhere, maybe on your monitor. Monitor is a really good one because if you put it in the middle of your monitor, it becomes an obstacle, right? So now you have to confront. You have to confront this post-it. So I think that ideology is what I've been feeding off of, I guess you could say. Some examples of this. Let me get a little more clear here. Stacking things on my desk. Okay, I want to do a summary of this book. So let's put it behind the keyboard here, and I need to look through these bills here. So let's pile them right here. And this notebook I'm copying into digital form. So let's leave it, everything piled on the desk as a reminder that it needs to be done. In the digital realm, I have podcast app. Now, one of my podcasts that I record is a true crime podcast. So I end up listening to a lot of true crime podcasts. And a good portion of true crime podcasts are limited run. Or maybe a better term would be their mini series. You know, they're 10 episodes or 20 episodes to tell the story of one crime. And then when it's over, it's over. You know, you'll get notifications of new episodes for those shows, but when you go and you look, it's just an advertisement for some other new show that's on the same network as that show. It's really just a limited run. You're just going through these and it's done. Whereas podcasts like this and podcasts like Joe Rogan, you know, This American Life, they're ongoing, right? You subscribe to them so that you can continually get the new episodes. Here's how the clutter plays in. I don't unsubscribe to them for some reason. Some I do, but a lot of them, I just leave them in my app. Still subscribe to them. Last time I looked, before I fixed this today, I had like 99 subscriptions. I was subscribed to 99 podcasts. I'm not actively listening to 99 podcasts, but like 40 of those were shows that were done, that were complete. And I think the reason that I was subscribed to them was because I've recently moved into Rome Research as my note-taking app. I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but I have a couple years worth of notebooks. And one of the things that I do or I did in my notebooks, all of this is kind of in flux right now, but one of the things I did in my notebooks was I liked to log all the things that I was consuming, you know, I don't mean food-wise, but I mean like media-wise. Podcasts I was listening to, movies I was watching, TV shows I was watching, books I'm reading, with the hope that also accompanying with those are notes about the value of what I'm getting out of these things. But there was a period of time in there where things were not consistent. I'd gone from this, like I log everything in my notebooks every day consistently to where I am now, where I do everything consistently on a digital basis. There was a period of time in there where I'm not sure if I captured everything. Like I was just kind of exhausted, I think, and giving up on it. So I realized today that I've been saving these podcast subscriptions and I'm staying subscribed to these completed shows because I'm afraid that when I transfer all of my paper notebooks into digital format, that some of these things may be lost and forgotten. Because one of the things I like to do is I like to use the Rome Research plugin, the Rome or an unofficial Rome toolbox. I like to use the natural language to look at old notes. So every day I will type in last week, last month, last year, and it will bring up whatever notes and journal entries that I have from last week, last month, and last year. I like to look over. This is a way for me to keep my notes alive. It's also a way for me to remember things that I watched or listened to or read that I enjoyed that I may want to explore again, or maybe even things I didn't enjoy that I might be in a different place and ready to explore with a different mindset. So if I lose these, then I might be losing something of value. That's the idea of it, right? So I use this clutter, this app clutter. I mean, when you think about it, it's like I did this for a little while. I have the door to my room. I have bookshelves right by the door of my room. So between the bookshelf and the door, I used to let any recycling, you know, like envelopes from mail I'd gotten or boxes from Amazon, stuff like that, I'd let it pile there because it was an obstacle, right? And then the idea was eventually like, okay, this pile's getting crazy. Let me take it out there. Let me take this recycling out. But in the case of the piling things up, that's really confusing two different things, right? This idea that a pain point is the same thing as motivation, that making something uncomfortable will motivate us. Now, this pile here is going to motivate me to pick it up. I can tell you for a fact that doesn't work. Maybe for some people, but for a lot of us, it doesn't work as much as we want it to work. For a good percentage of my 20s, my room was a big pile. Dirty clothes, just everything. Things just put in the closest place. No intention about, should I put this here or should I put it where it belongs? Because there was no where it belongs. It's something that actually that Nat Eliason talks about in his recent newsletter, Monday Medley. He talks about how James Clear speaks of resetting the room. This idea of like the remote control, it's here before I leave the room. Put the remote control in its spot, which is very much, it's a Marie Kondo thing too. Marie Kondo talks about tidying up, you know, the life-changing magic of tidying up. Well, tidying up is not an ongoing process, according to her. Tidying up is a one-time thing. That when you take everything and you get rid of all the stuff you don't need, and then what you're left with, the things that spark joy, you take them and you put them in the right spot. This is also something that a guy named Jim Bunch talked about in an episode of Unmistakable Creative, the podcast, Unmistakable Creative. And that one stuck with me in a very particular way. He talked about the idea of putting things where you need them. Like, for example, the chair that I'm sitting on right now, the office chair that I'm sitting on right now, it came with a wrench to tighten certain parts of the back to adjust it to your body, essentially. Now, you could take that wrench and put it in a drawer, put it in the garage with tools. But where you need it is you need it with the chair. So I took a rubber band and I attached it to the bottom of the chair so that if I ever need to adjust this chair, there's the wrench where I need it. I don't need to look for it. It's where I need it. But we can't really, I don't know if we can really rely on this desire for things to be in the quote right place as a way to inspire motivation. That just because I'm leaving things by the door doesn't mean that I'm going to want to pick those things up. Eventually, I will have to, and it will probably be begrudging, or at least it was. I shouldn't say like it's still occurring. I don't have a pile of recycling between my bookshelf and my door right now, but one day I just felt like doing it. So the fact of it piling up there had nothing to do with the choice to do it. In the Marie Kondo world, the James Clear, Jim Bunch world, probably, that recycling, when I had one thing to recycle, would just go out to the recycling bin because that's where it belongs. And I want to be that person. I'm just not always that person. But there is something to be said about putting things in the right place. In the case of, I mean, obviously there's something to be said for it because it is, it's not even the quotation, the right place. It is the right place, that there is something to be said to that. And we just don't always want to do it. And that's why we use words like anal. Oh, he's anal about that. And I remember actually reading Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up the first time and her talking about the shoes having a home, the shoes had a place to be and how she had to train her husband of where the things went. And I was like, man, I would not want to live with that woman. She's so anal. But now years later, I understand it. It's like, it's not that. It's literally just understanding where things belong and how much that can free up parts of your mind. So when I say that there's a purpose for this, I mean in the things that I've mentioned here. I mean, obviously there's a purpose for this. I'm just trying to understand how to apply that to the problems that I'm having. Because the problem essentially is when you allow things to pile up is that you're building also an equal amount of piling in your mind. You're building a cognitive load to go with the digital and physical load that you're creating. And for me, that's definitely true. I open that podcast app and I see all those podcasts in there that I'm not listening to. And it bugs me, but I don't want to lose them. But they don't belong in the podcast app. The podcast app is for one thing, listening to podcasts. If I'm no longer listening to them, then they don't belong in there. Now they're in the wrong place. So what I need to actually do, what I did today, was I opened up Rome, I created a page, and I just called it Podcast I Don't Want to Forget About. And I put all the names of them there. And I created links for them and everything so that when I go to enter in all these notebooks, the ones that I have covered will show up as already having a page. And then I'll know to go to that Podcast I Don't Want to Forget page and remove it from there. And then whatever's left, they won't be forgotten because they'll be there in the place where they should be and not cluttering up my podcast app. But then there's the things on my desk. What is the proper place for things like this? You know, there's certain things that you pile up. Like when I was talking about my room earlier, when I was in my 20s. Things not having a home, so they piled up, right? Because they didn't have a home. Well, how do you prevent things from piling up when there are things that you don't know where to put? When you have homes for most things, but there are some things that maybe they're abstract, or just the idea is there's no category you've created. You know, book that I am going to do a summary of. I think putting it behind my keyboard here is a good choice. Because when I put it behind my keyboard here, it props it up so that when I go to do a summary of it, I can open it and the riser for my monitor and my keyboard will hold it open and upright. And it's a perfect place for me to type it. So that's a good choice for that. But what about the notebook that I'm going to do the same thing with? The perfect place for it is where this book is. But the book is there. Do I pile it behind it? Do I leave it over here on the side where it's in the way? Creating clutter. What about all the other little things? You know, I think that people like Marie Kondo, maybe they don't live in a world with, I don't want to say knickknacks, but just small things. Or at least not very many of them, because there's so many small things and they just collect places. Like my glasses, these glasses right here, the ones that I put on to just for the small, small, slight need for a prescription that I have when reading the computer that reduces my eye strain just a little bit and blocks the blue light, the ones that I should be wearing right now, in all honesty. Well, the best place for these is right here underneath my monitor. So when I need them, they're there. So to these two things, they belong on my desk. They're in the right place. They're in the place where they're needed. But then when you start piling those things up and you find so many things that you think need to be where other things are, you end up with a pile, and it's not this aimless pile. It's a pile. You know, I have my MacBook. That's what I use. That's my main computer. But I also have a Chromebook. I have Chromebook for two reasons. I have Chromebook as a backup, just in case something happens to this computer, I can still do my work. Not podcasting, but the work that makes me money. I can still do that stuff. And unfortunately, this MacBook that I have, the battery is kaput, and it has been pretty much since I first bought it. So if I unplug it from the wall, it dies instantly. So it's not really a laptop. It's a desk computer. It's just flat. So I have this Chromebook so that if I want to sit in my chair across the room or on the bed or go outside and do something, there are some things that I can do. If I want to check my notes on Rome research and work in those things that work well in the browser, Chromebook, that works well. But where do I put the Chromebook? Where does it belong? Right now it's on my desk. Why is it on my desk? Because, well, underneath the desk is the surge protector, and plugged into the surge protector is the charger for the Chromebook, so it's in a place where it can be charged. But it's in the way. But it doesn't have a better home. How about the Zoom H5 recorder that I'm using right this moment to record? Where do I record my episodes? I record them at my desk. Why do I record them at my desk? Because this is where my boom arm and my microphone are set up. Because on the computer monitor in front of me for my MacBook, my notes are. So where does the Zoom recorder live? It lives on my desk too. Why? Because that's where I use it. What about this Qi charger that I have to charge my phone? I put it here so that when I'm at the computer, I can charge my phone while I'm at the computer. So it lives on my desk too. What about this external hard drive that I need to use Logic, because the Logic files are so big that you can't keep them on a reasonable hard drive on a computer. You need an external to run it. Well, I need it at the computer. So that lives on the desk too. What about this pencil holder and pen holder? That belongs on the desk too. What about this coaster that keeps me from, you know, getting liquid all over my desk when I'm drinking hot tea or cold beverages? Well, that belongs on the desk too. And then you have the drink that I'm drinking, that's on the desk. And then you have the Post-its that I need and the pencil that I need in case I need to make a quick note. You see where I'm getting with this? These things aren't placed as obstacles. These things are placed in the place where they're supposed to be, but they've become obstacles. So what do we make of those things? I think in an ideal world, the space would be split up. There would be the space that I sit to record episodes. That would be in a different room or at a different desk. There would be the space that I sit to type things. And that's where the books would reside. And then maybe even a perfect world, there would be the place where I sit and edit. And that's where the external drive and the more powerful computer would be. So I'm just not sure how to battle clutter fatigue without more space. Because while there is a certain logic to Marie Kondo, not a certain logic, there is a logic to Marie Kondo, to the minimalist lifestyle, to designing your environments with Jim Bunch, to Atomic Habits with James Clear. There's a logic to those things. But I think they presuppose something. They presuppose either sacrifice or they presuppose infinite availability of space. Not all of us have a living environment where we can create an office and a bedroom and a recording studio. All these things, sometimes they all have to fit in one space because that's the space we have. So if we can't get more space, then the only other option to avoid clutter is, it seems to be sacrifice, right? Well, then just don't do the notes on the book, or just don't do the notes on the notebook, or put those on a shelf. Oh, I hadn't thought about that, actually. That's it, isn't it? I'm still thinking about it the way that I was thinking about the podcast and the podcast app. They're in the right place for when we'll use the notes. I mean, the notebook and the book, for an example. They're in the right place for when I'm typing them. But for the rest of the time that I'm not typing them, which is, I don't know, like 98% of the day, they're in the wrong place. I hadn't considered that. I was thinking about it in a binary way. So maybe what I should be doing is taking the book and the notebook and putting them on a shelf and then putting a reminder, maybe just something as simple as a post-it to remind me, do the summary of that book, do the transfer of that notebook. And then when I'm ready and I go, okay, this is the 45 minutes I'm going to dedicate to that task today, I can go over the shelf and take it off the shelf. And it doesn't have to be, I guess it doesn't have to be on a shelf. Yeah, because I think that was one of my concern was putting it on a shelf, it would get lost in the sea of other books. You know, like if I put this on the book with the other bookshelf, I mean, the other books on the bookshelf, then it could easily be forgotten, or that there will be a cognitive load in the sense that maybe I don't remember the exact spot where I put it, so I have to go look for the book. But I could put them on a shelf that doesn't have other books on the shelf. You know, a book that's doing a purpose, a different purpose other than books. So that they're the only two books on that shelf. So that when I need it, I know that's the go-to spot. And that by putting them on the bookshelf, it's like creating the note in Rome Research for the podcast I don't want to forget. And then I can free up the desk a little bit. And in turn, I can, like I did, free up the podcast app. And now that I think about it, the Chromebook's not in the right place either, is it? Because I said one of the main purposes, the two purposes, main purposes of the Chromebook, just in case something happens to this computer. So that's a 0% of the time until that happens, right? So that doesn't count for location. That doesn't make this the right place. The other reason is it's something that I can use in other places in the room. So if the purpose is to use this in other places in the room, then why is it in the one place that I don't intend to ever use it, which is here at the desk? So maybe I should unplug this charger and put it somewhere else and then move this and give this the home there. And then with the books cleared up and with the Chromebook cleared up, it's not so bad to have this Qi charger for my phone here, which is where I want it. Not so bad to have my glasses here under the computer, my coffee mug, and my coaster here, and this H5 recorder here. I didn't actually think that I would come to any conclusion. I'm not sure what this means. I'm not sure how I would write this up, or if I ever will. I just thought it was an interesting idea to think about. I'm still learning how these brainstorming solo episodes will go, but I like this idea of just talking things out. Talking them out without knowing where they're going. So, even though I seem to have come to some sort of useful conclusion here, doesn't mean, number one, that I'm right. And there may be some things that I'm missing, some glaring things that I'm missing, or some things that I just don't know about that you know about. Or maybe you just want to share how you're struggling with some of these things, anything here that you related with. Let me know. That's one of the things about doing this solo thing is like it's going to be a lot more interesting if I'm getting something back from you guys. So go over to Twitter and find Brainstorms Pod and let me know. Hit me up. Let me know. You can either DM me or you can at reply me. My DMs will remain open.